Hey everyone, what is going on? It is Crypto Bobby. Hope you are having a great day, great night, wherever you are watching in from. Today, when I look at the market, the two of the biggest stories on a fairly up and down day in terms of pretty tight trading, Bitcoin down a couple percent, Ethereum down a few percent, but most of all, I would say a fairly steady day in terms of crypto. The big story on the day has been moves from two cryptocurrencies that either are having a fork or an airdrop, and that is Zcash and Ethereum Classic, and both are having an airdrop slash fork in the near future. And I want to talk about what that means and what's going on with both Zcash and Ethereum Classic, why I personally have made a concerted trade on, or a what I'm hoping is a smart trade on both of those a few days ago. I updated my portfolio because of that, because I only have so much money to go around to trade. So updated my portfolio. So we'll walk through that. And I just want to talk about some of the game theory and some of the options. And I'm certainly not advocating to get into either of these trades as we go through, because they are up quite a bit. Could they run further? Yeah, absolutely. But I'm certainly not advocating for these trades or for you to jump into these trades, because like I said, they have already run up 30%, 16%. And that's not including the past couple of days. As you can see, these 7-day charts for both the Ethereum Classic and Zcash both look pretty nice. So not advocating for you to throw your money in, but I think it helps too when we have this conversation. So the next time a big fork or an airdrop comes along, you understand some of the game theory and some of the options behind it and how that can often drive markets, even when things are trading sideways like they are right now. Throughout the rest of the market, when you look at something like Bitcoin, Ethereum, and some of these other cryptocurrencies out there. So let's get into all of that today. And just to kick things off too, obviously, I'm not a financial advisor. This is not financial advice. I am talking about my own personal decisions, and I am by no means advocating for you to follow these in any specific way whatsoever. But as we jump into it, so I've gotten a lot of questions about Zcash recently, and a lot of times on Crypto Happy Hour, I was asked about Zcash, and it's an interesting one because this is a cryptocurrency in a trade that people either seem to love or hate. There are people that love this and think that it is a genius way of marketing, and we'll get into exactly why. Or there are also people that think this is a genius way to revive a dead cryptocurrency and to fill the pockets of developers and to get the developers rich. So there's really no middle ground. People either think this is awesome and it's going to crush it, or this is, you know, the biggest scam since Bitcoin, BitConnect, not Bitcoin, but that it's either a massive scam or it's pretty much ingenious and a fantastic way in a great trade. So, you know, as you can look down here, you can kind of see as well, just on the Quinn market cap charts here, if you're watching the video, not in the podcast, but I mean, back on December 19th, you had Zcash trading at around $5. Right now, it's trading up over $145 right now. So there is a massive, massive move. And the reason behind that is if we go over to the Bitcoin private website, which is btcprivate.org, you can click on this little button that will talk about a hard fork. And basically what is happening is there's going to be a snapshot that will occur on February 28th with Zcash and Bitcoin. And there is going to be a snapshot that is going to occur on February 28th. And when that happens, both holders of Bitcoin and holders of ZCL will each get an equal distribution according to their holdings of Bitcoin Private. So Bitcoin Private is not currently a tradable token, but it will be a token after it hard forks from ZCL and from Bitcoin, which will happen 2 days after the snapshot occurs on February 28th. So basically, if you go down here, you can see when BitcoinPrivate.org talks about it, they say, hey, when the hard fork occurs, a snapshot of all existing ZCL and Bitcoin holdings will occur. Anyone who holds ZCL or Bitcoin in a wallet or supported exchange, Bittrex is the largest place where people are holding ZCL right now, and they haven't announced support yet, so keep that in mind. But basically, if you're holding Bitcoin in a wallet or supported exchange, you'll be credited with Bitcoin Private at a 1-to-1 ratio. So if you hold one Zcash token, you will get one Bitcoin Private token. If you hold one Bitcoin, you will get one Bitcoin Private token. Now, when you think about that, it obviously makes sense in some respects that, hey, if I want to acquire Bitcoin Private tokens I'm not going to buy Bitcoin to acquire Bitcoin private tokens in the fork because Bitcoin costs $8,000. Rather, if I think that there's any future for Bitcoin private, I will simply acquire Z Classic tokens because I can get a one-to-one ratio as I would with Bitcoin, but that one-to-one ratio is at $146, not at $8,000+. So that is a massive reason as to why Z Classic has risen rapidly in price from $5 all the way up to about $145 where we are right now. So that is something to look at. Now, this is really interesting, at least in my opinion, kind of a study of game theory in general, because when you're looking at something like Bitcoin Private and this fork, this is a fork of both. It's interesting because it's a fork of both Bitcoin and Z Classic. But basically what is going to kind of the options itself for basically the options itself for you to trade this or for the trade itself are to buy Z Classic and trade it up into the run-up as people acquire more Z Classic and acquire more Z Classic in the hopes of getting Bitcoin private and selling it prior to the fork, riding that run-up and selling it, or alternatively buying it and keeping it for the fork, getting your Bitcoin private tokens, and then trying to ditch the Z Classic tokens at the best rate possible. And the reason I say that is because for the most part, Z Classic is not going to, I think they've spoken a little bit about continuing the development of Z Classic, but for the most part, nobody's ever bought Z Classic solely because they believe in Z Classic. They've been buying that token so that they can get access to the Bitcoin private tokens in the future, to the Bitcoin private cryptocurrency, whatever you want to call it here. So that is something that you want to consider when you look at this, is kind of the overall game theory associated with it. Some people are saying, hey, I really want this Bitcoin private thing, so I'm going to buy as many Z Classic tokens as I possibly can, and I'm going to hold them through, and then I'm going to try to sell them afterwards. I don't know if Z Classic will go to zero. I doubt it will go to zero, but I would imagine Z Classic will lose a majority of its valuation because the driver of the valuation is solely to acquire Bitcoin private. Now, the hopes there too is if you're buying something that's basically going to go to zero, is that that fork is going to be worth something. And that is what you're, if you are playing that game, if you are trying to acquire Z Classic tokens for to hold on to during the fork, during the snapshot, and then receive those tokens during the fork, you are betting that Bitcoin private is going to be worth more than what you bought Z Classic at. That is the bet. If we look here, the chart on Z Classic, so ZCL is primarily traded on Bittrex. If you do not have a Bittrex account, it's unfortunately pretty tough to get one right now, but if you don't have a Bittrex account, that's unfortunate. But Z Classic is primarily traded on Bittrex right now. I mean, if you look at the daily chart here, like, you can see the massive, massive, massive run up it's had. Specifically, today's daily candle is huge. The Z Classic move today is up 30%+ at one point in time, was up over 40% on the day. So when you're looking at this, it's already a frothy trade. And that is why when I am looking at this just trade in general, I entered in a few days ago. So I entered in kind of I think it was three days ago at this point in time, kind of at the bottom of this green candle in this range. So I'm already up quite a bit at this point in time. But when you are considering a potential trade, if you haven't gotten into it yet, that's something I would definitely, and again, not a financial advisor, but if you are entering into the trade now, keep in mind that you're buying, I don't want to say this is the top, but you are buying when it is already spiked up significantly, and that's usually not super advisable. Am I betting that it pumps further? Yes, but I also have the luxury of being in 30%+ profit right now on the trade, so I don't have to kind of worry about as much downside risk as somebody who might be entering into the trade now. On the other end of the spectrum too, when we're looking at the other piece of information outside of this Bitcoin private fork, is Ethereum Classic. And what's going on with Ethereum Classic? So they have the Callisto airdrop that is occurring, the CLO airdrop. And this is something that is a one-to-one airdrop for ETC holders. And this is something that is occurring on, if we scroll down here, on March 5th of 2018 is when it's approximately going to occur. Basically, if you hold Ethereum Classic, you will get airdropped CLO tokens or Callisto tokens on a one-to-one basis for the ETC that you own. So in addition to some other aspects of Ethereum Classic, Ethereum switching to proof of stake rather than proof of work, and potentially a lot of the Ethereum mining power moving over to Ethereum Classic, this is one of the big things that has driven up the price of ETC quite a bit. And I put out a tweet, and somebody, let me see if I can pull it up here, but I put out a tweet recently, and this is something: when you look at the comparison of NXT and Bitcoin, there was the Ignis airdrop on NXT. And this is something that caused NXT to have a massive spike. When you're looking at this chart right now, it is the blue line is the NXT to Bitcoin ratio, is that blue line. And this black line here was when the airdrop actually took place. And you could see that the price of NXT actually peaked about 3 days prior to the Ignis airdrop, and then sold off steadily following that airdrop. And you can see when you look at the red line here, that is Ethereum Classic, and that is nowhere near the level of FOMO spikiness that you see with the NXT airdrop. So a lot of people have started to enter into this trade in the past couple of weeks in anticipation of something similar happening to Ethereum Classic ETC. And so the question is, number one, will it continue to run up? And then number two, again, similar to Bitcoin Private, is this something you want to run up? Or if this is this something that you want to ride up all the way and then ditch maybe a few days prior, like the NXT to Ignis trade was? Or is this something that you want to hold on to obtain the Callistus CLO token, or the Callisto CLO tokens, and hold on to that? And I think that when you look at the Bitcoin Private comparison to Ethereum Classic comparison, or the Z Classic to Ethereum Classic comparison, in my mind, people seem a little bit more bullish maybe on Bitcoin Private than they do on Ethereum Classic. So I kind of envision more of a run-up on Z Classic over the run-up on Ethereum Classic. But we'll have to wait and see what people will do. I also envision some more people holding Bitcoin Private or holding Z Classic and then having that turn into Bitcoin Private, holding Bitcoin Private for the longer term more than Callisto for the time being. There seems to be a large community presence around Bitcoin Private, whether you want to call that community, whether you want to call that future bag holders, whatever you want to call that. There's a lot of people that are very bullish and positive on Bitcoin Private. So it's going to be interesting to see how this pans out. Again, I'll link to, if you're watching this on YouTube, I will link to this image below. If you are on the podcast, I will link to this image in the podcast description so you can actually see the comparison of NXT prior to the Ignis airdrop and what you're going to see with ETC, where it's at from a price action perspective on the chart in comparison to the Callisto airdrop. So two really interesting things to see. And I think that in the long run, you really want to figure out how you can best play this trade if you've entered it so far. If you haven't entered it, it is already, we'll pop over here to the ETC charts. Again, it is a fairly frothy trade already when you're looking at ETC is nowhere near what ZCL is in terms of right now. Z Classic is at its all-time high against Bitcoin, not US dollar wise, but it is at its all-time high against Bitcoin. Ethereum Classic is nowhere near its all-time high, but it's still having a nice little bit of a run-up so far. So that's certainly something that you want to take into consideration when you're looking at when you're looking at these potential trades. But there is still a decent amount of runway prior to the Z Classic Bitcoin fork for Bitcoin Private. That's going to happen. The snapshot's going to occur on February 28th, and on the side of the airdrop, that's going to occur, I believe it was March 5th. So there's still a fair amount of runway prior to, so it'll be interesting to see how this shakes off. If there's going to be a big sell-off prior to the snapshot or prior to the airdrop, and how that will kind of serve moving forward. Now, going over to my portfolio in general, again, I updated this today, and the big thing is, so I've talked about this previously, but in the last portfolio update, I talked about my interest in consolidating down some of my positions, and I did that recently. So I did consolidate down my positions, and I actually added to I added two positions, really February type trades here, both Z Classic and Ethereum Classic, which have had a nice start to that trade, both up about 30-40+% depending upon where I look at things. So as I'm looking at the Z Classic and Ethereum Classic trades that I've made, I did have to exit a couple positions to fund those trades. And the positions that I did exit for that were QuantStamp, Bread, BRD, OMG, and Link. Link is actually up nicely today. There were a lot of people that, you know, gave me some crap about that. This is nothing against QuantStamp. This is nothing against Bread, OMG, or Link. But when I am looking at, I do believe, at least for the time being, that Z Classic and Ethereum Classic are going to outperform those four cryptocurrencies. I don't plan on holding either of those for the long term. And I am looking at re-entry points for both QuantStamp and Link after I exit the ZCL and ETC trades. But that's just kind of something that I am weighing in my mind right now. The only other new entrant to my portfolio, and it's a small entrant, but R-Chain, R-H-O-C, is one that I have additionally added into the portfolio as well. So I'll put a link to it. And again, just because it's in my portfolio does not mean it's a fantastic idea or this is specific investment advice. This is just kind of where my head's at. You can understand my biases. And please, for the love of God, don't give me crap because I sold your favorite cryptocurrency. I like, you know, if I've ever bought that cryptocurrency, I like it, but I'm just looking at where I can best weigh certain trades. And in the case of Chainlink, when I look at that, Chainlink is up, you know, 10+% today. I would have been much better off selling some other cryptocurrencies that are down. However, sometimes you make mistakes and you screw up, and selling Chainlink in comparison to maybe selling something else wasn't the best move. So you win some, you lose some, but hopefully, this is helpful for you just to get some context as to what I'm thinking, kind of how I'm playing things out over the month of February. This could certainly change, but I feel like the risk reward for the Z Classic and Ethereum Classic fork airdrop is there enough to play out as we're kind of in this sideways market. And I do think people are going to look for returns in ways that they feel like will be more guaranteed when not too much is happening with Bitcoin or Ethereum for the time being, and people are just getting desperate for returns. So that's what I'm looking to do right now. I'll keep you updated on Twitter and in any of these videos as much as possible. So hopefully that's helpful for you. Any questions, would love to hear your thoughts, your feedback. What are you doing with your portfolio? And also, I posed a question on Twitter that got a ton of fantastic responses. So I'll pull that up. But I posed a question on Twitter as far as what you were doing with the ETC fork airdrop snapshots, and how you were thinking about it, whether it's some fantastic responses. My strategy is to FOMO right into everything that I have absolutely no understanding of and hope for the moon. I think that's a fantastic strategy. I'm just totally kidding, but that's funny as heck. A lot of people saying they're going to dump their bags before the fork airdrop and then wait to maybe pick up some Bitcoin private on a dump as well. A lot of people saying they're going to sell prior to. Some people saying, I want to buy as high as possible, sell low. That's how you Lambo. Another fantastic one, Timaholic. So some really good tweets there and pretty funny stuff. But I would love to hear your thought process as far as if you are participating in this type of trade, what your thoughts are. And if you haven't gotten into it yet, I would say, number one, you always want to be aware that if you are buying into something after it is already significantly mooned, that is a lot more dangerous than a lot more dangerous than a regular just kind of buying something when it's already in the dip. So with that being said, I'm not by any means specifically advising somebody to buy into Z Classic or ETC right now. I think understanding the psychology of this is helpful in the future when more of these airdrops or when more of these forks happen. So even if you missed out on a good trade now that happened with ETC or ZCL, you are aware of what to do the next time around. So hopefully that was helpful for you. If you are on the podcast right now, I would love a rating and a review. That would mean the world to me. If you are on the YouTube channel, hit that like button. That would be fantastic. Thank you so much for your time. Crypto Bobby signing out. Have a good one. Peace.